Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on the phone. Lisa Steen Riggs is with us from the Danish Windmill in Elkhorn. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much.
Exciting.
We're getting closer. I know there have been some bumps in the road along the way, but the windmill restoration project continues to move forward.
It does. It's slow but forward. And, you know, I always say it's not a project that we can rush, but I sure wish I could. But what's happening now, you know, around, I think it was Christmas Eve, the millwright, Benjamin Hassett from Louisville, Kentucky, did bring the wind shaft up, which is, I don't know how many hundreds of pounds, the shaft that goes into the cap of the mill, and that's what you put the wings onto to make, you know, it turn, and then the wind shaft controls the brake wheel and everything. Well, that got delivered, and they were hoping to put it in that week. Well, just because of the extreme colds and the danger of it all, we decided to wait till March. Well, then March came, and then the one sale, we have two sale, brand new timbers that came from Washington State, 67 foot long. They have been crafted, they have been dried, they've just, it's kind of given us, well, at least the one has been giving us problems. It kept kind of twisting the wrong way, which isn't something that we want. And the last timbers we put on 40 years ago lasted 40 years. And there was just no way this one of the two would last that long. So we determined that we need to replace that one new sail with another good timber. And that just arrived a week ago down in Kentucky. And now the millwright needs to craft it into shape. And it has to have a certain arch to it and everything. It's just not a simple project. He assures us that it's going well, but that'll take like 2 weeks, and by the time he gets up here with a small crew, we're looking at the middle of April. And at that time, we're just going to do it all. You know, we were going to do it in two trips, put that wind shaft in and get the fantail ready. But in the meantime, then, two of my board members have been working on some of the timbers that maybe will save time instead of the millwright having to do it. And Tim Anderson, who owns the cabinet shop, if you remember on the windmill, there's a fantail. And this is the fantail, which is actually eight shutters on these eight spars. It's what goes around, the wind hits it, and that's what turns the whole cap into the wind. So he has replaced all those shutters. He has them ready to go. He donated all his time and materials to do it, and we estimate that's a savings around $2,600. So that's a big help. And then also Tim and Andy Anderson have replaced, well, reconstruct, or replace is the right word, 20 of the 44 shutters, just from eyeballing the shutters that are on the ground now. And those shutters are what fits onto the sails that we can open or close with the pull of the chain. And I kind of compare it to like mini blinds or Venetian blinds that when you pull on that string, they'll open or close. Well, that's what our shutters do. And so we've went ahead and replaced, have that ready, 20 of them. And that takes a special marine plywood, marine quality. It'd be kind of what they use to build boats with. So it's something that can stand up to the wind and the weather and the rain, ice and snow. And so that's ready to go. So there's things that we don't want to be the reason if there's a delay. And this millwright is a busy man. We know he's got a multi-million dollar project. He's building a big distillery down in Louisville, Kentucky. So he's just trying to fit us into his schedule. I think he's got some bonded projects. But he always says he owes us because we did get him started first in the business. We administrated all his grants back in the day when he was a millwright apprentice. And so, and he originally came from Council Bluffs. So he's going to get our project done, and it's going to be beautiful. we're hoping, we're praying for Tivoli Fest if at all possible, and I think it's going to actually happen. And if you guys drive up to Elkhorn, you'll just see all kinds of things going on. You know, there's the windmill, the old shutters are on the ground, the old 67-foot sails that brought over, you know, 40 years ago. So you can see that the inside the mill were open for business. People are still taking limited tours. And as you know, I don't know if you remember the old Danny Shin, well, that building is being torn down. And for the new restaurant, that is already an existing building in town, and it will be retrofitted to another Danish-style business with a different name, probably a different type of Danish menu. But we're all very excited. And there's probably like 10 cars that are in our parking lot just watching the demolition of the old Danish Shan restaurant. And we all have good memories of that place. It just wasn't up to code to remodel. It just would take too much. And the owners, Mike and Lou Howard, are acquiring the building to the west of it. And that was already retrofitted for a brewery at one time, so there's already walk-in coolers and refrigeration and geothermal and heated floors and solar. So it's going to be an interesting building to see how it ends up being a restaurant.
Yeah, it's not just the windmill that's getting a facelift. It's kind of that block, that part of town.
Yes, and then, you know, Salem Lutheran Homes is looking to do an addition to. So we have just a lot of fun things going on, and we're just trying to get this all done for the tourist season.
Yeah, you bet. Well, and it's kind of an exciting time. You're learning a lot. You don't buy any of these materials for the windmill over the counter, off the shelf.
I think I've become a contractor. Am I right? And we just let bids on shingling the mill itself, the cap frame, because we've done all this work, has to be redone. So then at the same time, we need new shingles on the mill house, the gift shop, and then the little chapel needs. So we just let bids on that, and we're doing it with Fajan Lumber and Modern Roofing. Both are live in Elkhorn. So we're kind of excited that we're shopping local and staying local with that contract. So as soon as the weather gets nicer, we're going to be getting a big shingling project, much needed. And we, thanks to Lou and Mike Howard Foundation, the windmill project, they finished out financing or fundraising on that. And then they just gave us another really nice donation to help us with any capital projects. So that's why we're trying to get all these things up to snuff. We needed new doors here in the mill. You know, we needed the new shingles. So mm-hmm. We needed some new LED energy lighting. So it's much needed repairs that for years we just couldn't afford to do it. And it's, again, so we're excited to get these projects done to keep this mill in good repair and keep tourists coming to town.
You bet. In the meantime, tourists have been coming by. Have they been expressing kind of disappointment that it's not in working order right now, planning to come back again?
Well, actually, the teens, I think they know more about us than us locally in the area. They really keep up with us, what's going on in Elkhorn. They're always hoping to get a sighting of our mayor, Stan. You know, he's quite famous in Denmark because of the Danish documentaries. And speaking of that, our mayor just went to Boston and met up with the Danish cooking show that did two documentaries a couple years ago, a Christmas show. And Stan went out there to do a Thanksgiving show out in Boston last weekend with the Danish chef, James Price, and they're called Spisema Price. So we know there's another fun show coming up on Elkhorn, and we know that Stan made it fun. It's going to be very interesting. But anytime anything's shown in Denmark, we seem to get more Danes that come through. And last year, I think we had like over 900 visitors that signed the guest book that had Denmark as their home place. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Very good.
There's always something going on. Of course, the museum, I think there's VIP. I think the Danish ambassador's making a visit next month. There'll be something coming out of the museum on that. Just, even though we're a town of 650, we just don't know it.
Well, lots of things going on. The wheels keep turning. Hopefully the mill will start turning again here very soon, too.
We look
forward to that. Yeah. Well, very good. Well, Lisa, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much. And we're glad to hear there were no issues involving any weather anywhere that causing the project to slow down. It sounds like you'll be getting that thing moving here pretty quickly.
We sure hope so. And thanks for the opportunity.